I'm not entirely sure where I left off the last one, but, I guess, the word from Daytona is that they are going to repair the fence and everything else and have it back in working order by tomorrow's Daytona 500. So we'll see how that goes. We haven't gotten any other news as far as I know, but I haven't checked Twitter in at least an hour, so I don't know anything else about the fans that were injured. I hope that none of them were serious injuries, but like I said, I don't think that we will know. We may never know, because the HIPAA laws don't allow the hospital, or maybe even, I don't even know if they allow NASCAR officials to know, but if they do, they don't allow them to tell us as fans, so we'll never know, probably, unless the people who are there tell us. I have heard that there's a video circulating on Twitter from a fan who was there in the audience who filmed it happening, so I guess that's pretty graphic, probably, and anyways, it never really ceases to amaze me how people can be so cruel, because I saw a tweet today, and the person, whom I don't know their name, so they will remain nameless because of that fact, but they said the real tragedy that happened from today's Nationwide Series crash was that no one died. And then he said, the world could use a little higher average intelligence. Or something to that effect, I don't know. That's probably not an exact quote, but I was just like, are you serious? Like, I mean, these people have friends and family that care about them. And if they were one of your friends or your family, you would be singing a completely different tune. So I think that you should have a little bit more sympathy there. Yeah, I was really mad. But, like I said, there was really no... I mean, Tony Stewart won the race, but there was really no celebrating. Because, you know, he didn't really feel right celebrating with the fact that the fans had been injured, and so it was just like very subdued atmosphere after the race was done. And I mean, the post-race interviews, were most of them were from people who were involved in the wreck. I think all of them actually might have been, and I don't even know how they did the final scoring, because I don't know how many people actually were able to cross the finish line because of the wreck. I don't know if anybody actually did, other than Tony Stewart. Maybe somebody on Twitter can tell me. But it was pretty wild and crazy. And I know people are saying that this is why we should not have restrictor plate racing and the two-car tandem. But I personally still love this style of racing. No other racing can you have two cars go from the back of the field all the way to the front in a matter of minutes, and two other cars fall from the front of the field to the back of the field in a matter of minutes. I mean, it's so exciting. You never know who's going to lead or who's going... You just don't know. And I think it's so exciting. And I don't know that changing it... I mean, I don't know if you can blame the racing or the drivers or what. I mean, you can't... I mean, everybody who goes knows that there's that level of risk. So I don't know what you can say other than that. Like, I don't... I mean, if you take it away, that's going to take away the draw that we have to the Nationwide and the Truck Series. Because I think those are going to be the most exciting races. I don't think tomorrow's Cup Series Daytona 500 race will be nearly as interesting. I mean, hopefully there's no tragedies like today, but I don't think it will be as interesting either, because they've